The campaigning is done and the votes are in. Republicans will soon gain control of the Senate for the first time since 2007, and they've widened their lead in the House. So what can feds expect from their newly elected officials? Colleen Kelly is president of the National Treasury Employees Union. She's been watching. She joins us now. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right. So what's your take? What happened the other night, and how do you think it'll affect federal employees and the unions that represent them?
Well, I think it will have an impact. Every 2 years, the results usually do. It pretty much defines what federal employees can expect, whether there are many more or many fewer who support them and who actually understand the work they do and value and respect that work. So it will be a new Congress for sure, and NTU will do what we always do, which is to reach out to each and every one of those newly elected and do everything we can nationally and locally so that those who are making decisions about federal employees actually know what federal employees do and how critical their work is to our country.
It's probably not accurate to say that you can't necessarily assume that every Democrat is in favor of federal employees and their pay and benefits and every Republican against. It's really much more of a mixed bag over the years, correct?
Oh, it definitely is. And NTU takes nothing for granted. We build those relationships one by one and, like I said, do everything we can to make sure that they have the facts before they're making decisions that impact, first and foremost, federal employees based on the actions they take. But very often, they don't realize the impact that those actions have on the agencies and on the work that the country depends on those agencies to produce every day. So, no, we take nothing for granted, nothing about labels or party affiliation. We do this one by one.
Because in Virginia, you had two changes, and in both cases, it's party to party. In the 10th District, Barbara Comstock, a Republican, replaced Frank Wolf, who was a Republican but also a longtime champion of federal employees. And in the other district that was changing over, Donald Beyer was elected to replace Jim Moran, who's also stepping down. And so
Right. There's
a Democrat to Democrat and Republican to Republican in those two districts. The second one was the 8th District of Virginia. So I imagine those are two people you would want to concentrate on right away because they do have lots of employees in their districts.
Oh, absolutely. And traditionally, members of Congress from the greater Washington area have been very strong supporters of the federal workforce. They really do know what federal employees do, and they value and respect that work. And we have a very good relationship with all of them. And my hope and expectation is that we will have those same relationships with Congressman Beyer and with Congresswoman Comstock.
All right. So there is also a bill that had from Eleanor Holmes Norton, the district delegate, and she had pushed for feds to get back pay after the 2013 government shutdown. What's your thought or any handicapping of that one at this point?
No, obviously, Eleanor Holmes Norton has been a very outspoken and very knowledgeable representative of federal employees. She is at the forefront all the time, recognizing the work that they do and fighting to ensure that they're treated fairly. So her voice, along with those of all of those, especially here in this area, who really do tend to understand, maybe it's because there are they know that they have federal employees and they know their faces and they know their jobs and they know their agencies. We've talked about this before. The fact is 85% of federal employees work outside of the Beltway. So many of those who were elected the other night and who will serve for the next 2 years will be representing some federal employees and will be accountable for whether or not their agencies are able to deliver the services that the American public's depending on them to do.
All right. So aside from the makeup of the Congress, and again, as you say, it's too early to tell who's going to say what from the NTEU standpoint are you hoping for legislatively or otherwise, policy-wise, for the next 2 years?
Well, we, of course, want the federal employees to be treated with the dignity and respect that they deserve and to recognize the importance of their work. One of the things we will continue to push for is a fair and appropriate pay raises. Federal employees are losing ground and have lost significant ground over the past 4 years when you look at pay comparability with the private sector. And we want to get federal pay back on track. We know that will be a challenge, especially in these budget times and with the CR that we're currently under, of course, and then not knowing what FY16 will bring once they start working on that budget. But federal employees have sacrificed more than any other group to the budget deficit, and they should not be asked to sacrifice anymore. So we're going to be focused a lot on that, as well as a lot on the funding of agencies. Most federal agencies have not had the funding that they need for the past couple of years. They've seen their workforces decrease, but the work that the country needs them to do has either stayed the same or increased. And those funding levels for agencies have to be addressed, or the services that the American public receives are going to start decreasing. And that is nothing that the country wants, and it's nothing that federal employees want. They recognize how much the work they do is needed by the country. And one of the things that I think so many in Congress, I wish that they would focus on is that federal employees do so much of their work sort of under the radar. They don't talk about it. You don't read about it. When things are going well, you don't hear anything about all the outstanding work that federal employees and federal agencies are doing. It's only when something either goes wrong or allegedly goes wrong, of course, that you read about it. And all that other work that they do for years and years and years and months and months and months just doesn't get recognized by those who do not understand the work that federal employees do. So funding federal agencies will continue to be high on our list. And we're very concerned that things like Paul Ryan's budget that moved through the House in the last session or in the current session of Congress, that really attacks funding levels for agencies and staffing levels, but it also has serious attacks on federal employees and their retirement system. And we're going to be working very hard to make sure that that does not move in this next session of Congress.
We're speaking with Colleen Kelly. She is the president of the National Treasury Employees Union. Now, there's some news today that the negotiations have resumed on the omnibus bill for 2015, because we're under CR right now, a continuing resolution between Barbara Mikulski of Maryland on the Senate side and Hal Rogers of Kentucky. Do you have any sense of whether it would be preferable to have what they are working on pass or get voted on or pass, hopefully, during the lame duck session? Or as Mitch McConnell is saying, well, maybe let's wait a minute here until let's have another CR possibly, and then when the new Congress comes in, let's negotiate that omnibus.
Well, you know, federal employees and federal agencies have been under this unknown scenario of funding for just too long. So the idea that they would do another CR and then another CR, we realize that can happen. But that makes it very hard for agencies to plan on how they're going to deliver for the rest of the fiscal year. So I don't know how their, behind-the-door discussions will pan out. We knew this question would end up being debated once the results of the election were known. We knew that, what the two options would be and what those arguments would be. In any case, whatever happens, They need to focus on giving these agencies the money that they need. And the sooner they know what they will have to operate with for the whole year, the better, not just for the agencies, but for the country.
And from a recruiting standpoint, over the history of the union, do you find that what is it that drives people's desire to maybe affiliate with one of the federal employee unions? Is it the big issues like this, the direction of Congress, the possibility of changing retirement or pay or benefits? Or are they mostly local issues, dissatisfaction with a particular agency?
You know, I have always found, Tom, that for every employee, it's different. For some, it's a recognition early on that, the more of us that are standing together and speaking with one voice on behalf of issues and or against those who oppose federal employees, the likelihood of our success is stronger. There are many who recognize that things like pay raises, funding of agencies, promotion opportunities, staffing levels, those are not issues that they can address one-on-one, no matter how good they are at their jobs. And so many federal employees are so good. But these are just issues that one person cannot impact. I think in these last few years, what we have seen is many employees who might have thought that things were going just fine, changed their mind, and they've decided that they're concerned about their future as a federal employee. They're concerned about their ability to earn a fair and appropriate pay. They're worried about retirement, what their contribution requirement will be, as well as what their benefits will be so they can plan for their family. And so I think the last couple of years, these larger issues that are primarily driven by Congress and by decisions made by those who are elected are the ones that have brought, some of those who maybe either weren't aware or thought that it didn't really impact them, that they were just fine. You know, I think it's changed in the last 4 years, especially since 2010.
And in the moment we have left, I wanted to ask you about a success you recently had with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Give us an update on that one.
Yes, there was an election held last week by 370 employees at the Commodities Futures Exchange Commission who had been unrepresented by a union and who voted overwhelmingly. 87% of those who voted to be represented by NTEU. So we are now the representative of these employees, and they're located in Washington, D.C., in Kansas City, and in Chicago. And we are very, very pleased and proud that they have become part of NTU and look forward to representing them and to working collaboratively with the agency.
And when a new bargaining unit is certified, how long does it typically take until there is actually an agreement in place?
Well, it depends. It can be a wide range. We're hoping within the next 6 months that we will have some initial agreements on some work rules and things that would benefit both the employees and the agency. And then this is an agency that is regulatory in nature, and so we will be talking to CFTC about other issues also around pay and benefits.
All right. Colleen Kelly is president of the National Treasury Employees Union. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.